Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
We're learning Meseches Bava Metzia Daf Samach Tes. We'll start from the banner of Daf Samach Tes in Mabez. The Gemara says, B'nei Rav Ilish Nafak Alay Yehu Shtara Davakasabe Palga Ba'agar Palga Behefsit. The sons of Rav Ilish, after Rav Ilish died, a shtara came that Rav Ilish was Mekabel and Iska. And the shtar said he was mekabel that they would split the shtar equally, and will also split the hefset equally. Amar Rava, Avilish Gavir Abu. Avilish is the Gavir Abu. He's a great man. Talmud Chacham, Visur Linish Lavi Safi, he would never cause the malva, the one giving the iska, to do an iser. And we know that if you take an iska and you split up the half shtar and half hefset, so that's an iser ribbis, like the Mishnah says. So obviously, it's not what the shtar means. If he'd be a normal person, we'd say that he did it be'isr. But he's Rav Ilish. Rav Ilish would never do it be'isr. So the shtar has to be translated like this, that there's a choice. Either it means that Rav Ilish gets half the shkar, but the mekabel iska has to take two-thirds of the hefset. Rav Ilish only gets one-third of the hefset, and that way only one-third zalvah. And he gets half the schar, so the extra sixth is because of the asik that he's doing. And if you're going to say that it's half hefset, so the treitel sabagar. If half is salvah, so it must mean he doesn't get more than half the schar, he gets two-thirds of the schar. So Rashi learns it's up to Rav Ilish. Rav Ilish could decide if he wants to take two-thirds schar and half hefset, or one-third hefset and half schar. Taisus says, what does that mean? That's basically saying that if it's a hefsid, it'll certainly take one-third hefsid. If the skyr will certainly take two-thirds skyr, it's basically saying one-third skyr and two-thirds hefsid. Taisus says, maybe there's a time limit we'd have to decide. Well, the Rishonim, they speak about it, they kamashit this, exactly how the shtar works. And also, another discussion, that when you have a shtar iska, and it doesn't say clearly how much skyr and hefsid there is, where there the halacha is a two-third half ratio. Exactly how it works. Is it up to the Mekabel? And how long is it up to the Mekabel? Is it up to the Nisein? Is there a specific thing that is two-thirds Schar and half Hefsid? That's a big discussion in Yishayim, and I don't want to be Mayrach about it, just mentioning it. But I want to discuss is a very interesting Lamdish in Akuda that the Yishayim here discussed. The Yishayim asked the Kasha, what's the difference if Rav Ilish was a Gavir Abba, and we assume he means this setup, or if he was not a Gavir Abba, and then we would assume that the shtar is dafka and it's half shtar and half hefsid, but if he wasn't a Gavir Abba, he anyway can't collect any revachim because it's ribbis. So even if he wasn't a Gavir Abba, you would not be able to keep the terms of the shtar because you wouldn't be able to collect any revachim because it's ribbis. That's the shayla of the Rishonim Shtalzachan here. The Rishonim bring it from the Rav of Bezdin. But the Etzem Kasha is not so shver in the sugya, because you could say, like the Rashba says in one of his Terutzim, that Stam, if it was a regular person, and we're talking about the Iska was Nifsat, the Iska was Nenas, if it was a regular person, so the Bnei Rav Ilish would have to pay half of the Hefsit, and now it's Rav Ilish who wouldn't do an Isser, so they only have to pay a third of the Hefsit. You could say there were no Revachim altogether. But the Rishonim bring a Teretz that there were Revachim, but he already paid those revachim. He already split those revachim half and half. And that's what makes us see that the iska must have been that he's only taking a third of the hefsid because he's through linish la'avisafi. So there was already revachim. He already split those revachim half and half. And that's why we're going to see the shtar as a third of the hefsid. By a regular person, so then the shtar means half. And what about, then you can't take the revachim. But he already paid the revachim. And like we spoke about in the previous year, Isk is Avak Ribbis. That's what everyone says. We spoke about why in the previous year. Avak Ribbis is Eni Yitzib of the Anim. He already paid it, and that's it. So it's paid. And now they would have to take half of the Hefsit. But this is a Shiloh. It's in the previous Sugi of Mashkanta. We didn't get to speak about it then. I'll speak about it a little bit now. What is the halacha if someone already paid the Avak Ribbis, but the Chayv is still Kayim? Do we say that he already paid the Avak Ribbis? Avak Ribbis any Yitzhak B'dyonim, and now he has to pay the full Chayv? Or do we say no? Whatever he paid in Avak Ribbis is deducted from the Chayv. If he paid the Chayv plus the Avak Ribbis, any Yitzhak B'dyonim, So then the Malv could keep the Avek Ribis. But if he didn't pay the Chayv yet, he just paid the Avek Ribis, that would be deducted from the Chayv. So that's the Gemara earlier, and Daf Samach Zayin. The Gemara says, originally that by Mashkanta, which is Avek Ribis, that if you eat the shear of the Chayv, then the Chayv is paid. Even though you ate it B'tayrus Avek Ribis, it goes for the Chayv, but if you eat more, then you don't have to pay it back. Where if Ashi said that once you say that if you eat more, you don't have to pay it back, because obviously in Emingon it's Avek Ribis. So even if he ate the Shir Zuzi, he ate as much as the Chayiv, still you don't take him off from the Mashkin, because Sluki Beloy Zuzi Afuki Minehu. That's the Gemara earlier in the Samach Zayin. When you take away the Chayiv, when you take away the Mashkin without giving him money, that's called being Maitzi Mammon from him. So it's actually a Machlaikis Yishainim. Kamer Yishainim learn that anytime someone pays Avek Ribis, and he doesn't pay Petarius the Chayiv, he pays the Petarius Avek Ribis, he still has to pay the entire Chayiv, because you have the same story, Sluki Belay Zuzi Afukehu. If you're going to pattern from the Chayiv, that's called being Maitzi Mammon from him. And Avek Ribis and Yetzi Bedeyanim. But Rabbeinu Ephraim over there, the Rishayim bring down Rabbeinu Ephraim, that holds not that way. That holds normally Avada the Avek Ribis does get deducted from the Chayiv. It's Dafka by Mashkin. He already has a Mashkin. He has a din that it's his field until the guy pays up the Chayiv. The Mashkin, that any payers that he ate, if you take away the Mashkin in exchange for the payers he ate already, that's called being Maitzi Avek Ribis. You're taking away the Mashkin from his hand. Mashenkin at regular Chayiv, the Avek Ribis does get deducted by the Chayiv. So Lefi, those Rishayim, that the Avek Ribis does get deducted by a Chayiv, so you're going to have a Shrekai. Even if he already paid the Revachim, in this case by Iska, even if he already paid the Avek Ribis, but again it should be deducted by the Chayiv. So why would a regular person have to pay half of the Schar? Why wouldn't he be able to deduct the Revachim? So the Rishayim HaMadchik, that's talking about he paid the entire thing. He already gave back the Iska, then they went to Rava. The Ramban holds it's a Shver Pshat. But like we said, it's not such a stark akash on the Sugya, because you could learn that there were no Revachim. Or the other Terutzim that the Rishayim give. But Al Kapanim, these Rishayim, the Rav HaBezdin, the Rajba, the Ritvan, and also the Beis Yosef brings from the Sefer Chumas, they all Neman, that when you made a deal of an Iska, of Palga B'Schar, Palga B'Hefsid, B'Isser, so then he doesn't pay the Revachim, because that's Avek Ribis. If he paid the Revachim, that's a Shaila, if he gets deducted by the Chayiv, that's the Mechlegis Rishayim, when you pay the Avek Ribis and you still have the Chayiv, does that get deducted by the Chayiv like we explained? But if he didn't give the Revachim yet, and the Iska was done B'Isser, so you don't pay the Revachim, you're not going to pay Avek Ribis. And that's a Psak Alok and Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says like this, that when you have a Shtar Iska, that's Palga B'Schar, Palga B'Hefsid, and the guy died, if he's a Gavir Rabbah, so then we assume that it's half Schar and two-thirds Hefsid, or half Hefsid and two-thirds Schar. And like we said, there are a lot of sheet that's exactly how to work that out. But if it's a plain person, who's not a Gavir Rabbah, so then we take the Shtar literally, and we say like this, if there was a Hefsid, then they only have to pay half of the Hefsid, because half of the Hefsid belongs to the Makabal. But if they're a Revachim, then the ones who took the Iska do not pay any Revachim. It's Avek Ribis. If they paid already, that's the Shaila that we had. But if they didn't pay the Revachim yet, they don't pay any Revachim. Now the Ramban argues on this. The Ramban argues on the Sefer HaChumas and the Hanocha of the Rav HaBezdin V'chuli. The Ramban says that the Revachim aren't Ribis. The Revachim aren't the Ribis. An Iska is a half Pekadin and a half Milva. That's what an Iska is. All the Revachim are from the half of Pekadin. All the Revachim belong to the one who gave the Iska. The Revachim belong to him because half of it's a Pekadin. What's the Ribis by Iska? The work is the Ribis. He worked for him for free in exchange for the Alvah. It's a half Milva, half Pekadin, and there's work. The work is the Ribis. That's why when you pay for the work, there's no Ribis. So if the Ribis is the work, just pay for the work. Deduct the amount, kapayel a bottle, from the Revachim. Just pay him for the work. So that's the difference of Vilish and everyone else. By everyone else, it's half Revach, half Hefsid. I, the work, is Ribis. You pay him for the work. By a Vilish, it's two-thirds Revach, or only one-third Hefsid. And don't ask a Kasha. You anyway can't charge Revachim because they're Ribis. The Revachim aren't Ribis. The work is Ribis. The work is Ribis, so pay for the work. Pay him kapayel a bottle. Thus tain at the Ramban. So what's the Pshat and the other Rishayim and the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch that you can't pay the Revachim? The Chayyim Ramban tain is good. The Ravachim are Nubis. Ravachim come from the Chelak HaPikadin. It's the work that's Shibis, so why don't you just pay him Kabayel Batul? So the Shach brings from the Agayis Prisha that since it's all written together in a Shtar, it's Mechzik Kiribis. Doesn't explain exactly what he means. I think the beer is like this. I'm not sure. But I think so. The Ramban looks at it that half of the Iskia is Milva, half of the Iskia is Pekadin. So Mamel, the Ravachim, on the half Milva he keeps, and the half Pekadin he's giving, that's not Ribbis. It's Ravachim from the Pekadin, and the Ribbis is only the work, paying the work of Pael Batel. Mashenk and the other Rishayim say, and I saw the Rajba says a Nusach, it's a Shtar Pasel. In other words, an Iskia is a third thing. It's a new breed. It's called an Iskia. The din of an Iskia is, and it's a din that it's half Milva, half Pekadin. But it's not really, like we said earlier in the previous year, it's not really Milva. Now we're going to say in this year, it's not really Pekadin either. It's really a third thing. It's really called an Iskia. When Chazal said an Iskia is Ribbis, that means the deal of the Iskia is Ribbis. When you pay him Kapayel Batel, then it's not Ribbis. But Kol's man, you didn't make up to pay him Kapayel Batel, the ganze deal is Ribbis. The whole Ksitz is Ribbis. So you can't take the Ravachim and say the Ravachim aren't Ribbis and really you pay him Kapayel Batel. Once there was no Abmach to pay him Kapayel Batel, and he was working Taka for free, so the Ravachim alain said in Ribbis. And that could be what the guy's preacher means, since it's all written in one shtar, we don't split the Milv into Pekadin. It's one thing, it's a Mechzik Ribbis, it's a Ribbis Durabanan. So that's the Machlokes Rishayim. The Ramban names on is two things. You have half Milv, you have half Pekadin. The Ravachim with a Pekadin aren't Ribbis. What's the Ribbis to work? So pay him Kapel Batel. Mashenk and the other Rishayim all know. It's one thing called an Iskia. The Iskia is Dinim. The Dinim is it's a Maxim Milv, a Maxim Pekadin. But it's really one thing. When you pay him Kapel Batel, it's not Ribbis. And Mimele can give him the Ravachim. When you don't pay him Kapel Batel, the Ravachim alone is any Ribbis. And that's why you won't go and pay them. That's how I understand the Sugya. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara goes weiter. Omerav. Meiser Shlish Beskarcha Reza Mutter. Let's say he says, he gives him a behemoth to fatten up. And he says, here's the deal. We're going to split it up. What's going to be the schar for being a pail? The schar will be that if it gets to be more than a third, it's more than a third from what it was, a 33% increase, whatever's more up to the first 33% we split, after the 33%, it's all yours. Ushmul amino, lematza meisa shlish yelech lebeisa reikon. But what if he's not going to have more than a third? I say to pick more than a third because normally when you fatten the animal, it doesn't have more than a third. So what if it's not going to have more than a third? He's not going to get schar. Elam Shmuel kaitzes le dina. You got to make up a dina that he'll get a dina for sure. So Gemara is the kash of Amarav Rish Egel Leptuma. You have to make up the head of the eagle for fattening. So you see that Meisa Shush B'Scharcha doesn't work. So Gemara first said that's talking about he didn't say Meisa Shush B'Scharcha. And then Gemara says, "Yibayisema ki kamarav meisa shush b'scharcha muta going to isli behema l'didei." He happens to have his own behema. The army inchi gavul l'tayre gavul l'tayre. People say if you're anyway feeding an animal, so it doesn't cost you having too much to feed another animal. So there, chazal meiko hayais is not really losing anything because he anyway is taking care of his animal. It's not much more to take care of another animal. Gavul l'tayre feeding one animal, feeding two animals, same thing. So Mamela, you could even make up a schar, which you might not get, Meisa Shlish B'Scharcha. Mashayin Kain, when you don't have an animal, this is the whole animal that they have. So then, Rav agrees to Shmuel's Taina, that Leimotza Meisa Shlish Yelech Lebeis Areikot. Now the Yushayinim Shtelzacha Nakasha, what Shmuel saying, Kaitis Leidina, before we had the din, they need Kapayel Batel, and the Gemara was mashing before, that we don't paskin like a behud that just is taivuli my bitzir, that he could just give him mamish nothing, just give him a fig to eat. You have to give him kapayel batel. The Dvar says also, if you could be taivuli my bitzir, then you don't have to be kaitzis like dina, you could be taivuli my bitzir. Elamai, we don't paskin that way. So why is Shmuel saying kaitzis like dinar before we had the din of payel batel? So the two malchim, the guy Yisagor brings it down. The Rambam holds that Shmuel is also talking about on the Islay Behemel of the day. Rav and Shmuel are both talking about on the Islay Behemel of the day. When it's Islay Behemel of the day, then you don't have to give him a full schar, because he's already doing the work for his Behemel. You have the story of Gavul Latayri, Gavul Latayri. So Mamela, Rav says you could even give him a schar, which might not happen. like Moshe Shlish B'Skarcha. And Shmuel says, no, you have to be Kaitzis Leidina. But Al Kaponim, you can get away with a nominal token schar because he's anyway doing work for his animal and he's not doing that much extra for yours. But when, like the Mishnah is talking about, you're Meshivin Chendini, you're becoming a silent partner in his business, you're investing it, but this is his whole business. It's not like he has other things to do. His whole business is to manage a store which you are financing for him and splitting the profit. So there you can't just pay him a dinar or whatever it may be. Then you have to pay him kapayel batel. Just like in Rav, we said this chilik, the Rav only holds the meisah shlish v'skarcha when he has a behemah l'diday. So Shmuel also, kaitzis l'dinar is dafka when he has a behemah l'diday. That's the Rambam shita. Now the Torah is more mekel. The Torah says that when do you have to give him a skar kapayel batel? When you didn't make up the skar. You didn't make up exactly what skar to give him. Say, so how much skar do you have to give him? Kapayel batel. That's the Gemara. But if you decide before he takes the iska, you go and you make a ktsitsa of a schar, even if you make a ktsitsa of a dinar, that chazal will make all that you could do. We're dealing with ribis derabanan. So if that you didn't make up the schar, so the stam schar is kapal matl, you can't pay him less, so it would be ribis. Mashenkin, if you went and decided you were ktsitsa schar, then ktsitsa schar, that works in all cases, even if it's less than behemel of the day. I'm saying over the turn the Rambam kafita parshas mashmayis of the turn the Rambam lefita gayis to grow on the page. There are other pshatim how to learn up the Rambam, how to learn up the turn. It's a complicated sugya, but you do have these two shitas in the Rishayim for sure. One shita that the whole din of kaitz medina is dafka when he has another behema, and one shita no, any time that you kaitz before the hasna, you could be kaitz even a small amount. That's at the Shulchan Aruch paskins that when you masna beforehand. It's a small amount. And that's the minute when they do the heter iska, they write a b'shtar iska when someone gives someone money to invest, like we explained before, to have a tikkun of how the person can be more betuach in his keren and even in his revachim by making up that in order to be believed on a hefst in the keren, you need edim, and in order to believe that he didn't get the anticipated revachim, he needs a shvua. That's the basis of a heter iska. But they always add in that they're giving a dollar for the Sky Tircha. That's the Kaitzitz Yimei Dinner. They're passing like the Tur, that any time you hissen the way B'tchila, even a dinner is good enough. Now let's go weiter. Let's start a new sugya on the Gemara and Daf Samach Tesim in Beis. The Gemara says, Rav Chama v'meigir zuzi b'pshiti b'yayma. Rav Chama used to rent zuzim, money. Each zuz you'd rent out for a pshiti. A pshiti is an eighth of a zuz. And he felt it was a rimis because he's not lending it, he's renting it. So the Gemara says, Kol Azuzei der Afchama. Afchama's money got ruined, got all destroyed. He lost all his money because that's the Einish of being Malva Beribis, that they lose all the money. That was an Einish he got because it was a Tais. He made a mistake. It really wasn't his Beribis. Husava, he thought, Maishnami Mar, what's the difference between renting money or renting a shovel? But it's different. It's different between renting money and renting a shovel. A shovel, you return the same shovel that you borrowed, and the shovel is wear and tear. There's wear and tear, so you're paying for the wear and tear. Zuzi, you're not returning the same money. You're borrowing money, you're spending it, you're turning different money. And there's no wear and tear by money, and therefore, that's why it's ribbis. So we have to discuss, first of all, what exactly what was Rav Chama's Havimina was, and is any Nafkamina Lalocha in that? And also, what exactly is the Teretz? What exactly, is there any case where renting would be Aser? Rashi's Lashin is, Meigiz Zuzi B'Pshiti B'Lashin Schiris V'Loi B'Lashin Ava H'Nimaschol Zuzi Yem B'Pashat. Rashi is Mashman, Rav Chama held that the fact that you're using a Lashin of Schiris, that alone is the Heter. Now, Zechultin Ava and Schiris is the Lashin you use. If you use the Lashon Ava, it's Ava. Use the Lashon Skiris, it's the Skiris. The Shainim are very bothered, the Chedush Eran, the Rivash in a few places, in Simon Shinhei, in Shinches, and Tav Samach Dalad. The Lashon is not the Gairim. It's not a matter of what Lashon uses, it's a Teichon, it's the Inyan. Shalas, what are you doing? If you call, you're doing by a different name, it doesn't become a different thing. L'chai, what's the Havimina that the Lashon should be a Chilik? Also, the Rambam says that schiris of money is avak ribis. Mechayelos say it's a pella. How could it be avak ribis? It's mamish lending ribis. How could you call it avak ribis? Lechayezicha ribis ksutza. They want to learn it Rashi. Avandas ribis ksutza. That's a pshat why he lost all his money. Lechayedafka ribis ksutza. He lose all the money. Now Taisa says mekabeloi olav achrayis einsin. Lachis al gedaitach deshari. Since he was mekabel, the Rav Chama was more than just change the lashon from a lashon avah to lashon schiris. By Alvah, all the achrayis is on the leiva. The leiva is completely responsible for the money. That's what makes an Alvah. The reason why Rav Chama thought it's mutter is because he was mekabel achrayis. He wasn't lending it where all the achrayis is on the leiva. He was renting it because he took the achrayis sense and if it was an einus, then he doesn't have to pay. So that's what makes it into a schiris. That's why he thought it was mutter. Zakhtari Varsh, and that's Pshat in the Rambam. That's what it means that it's avak ribis. Avak ribis is not because you're using a lashon schiris. The lashon schiris is not going to help. The Pshat is he's being mekabel achrayis einsim. The malva, or the masker, is he's the one that's in his achrayis. The einsim is his achrayis. The male is not alva. The male is called the schiris. That's why it's not ribis tzutza. Takal halacha, it's not ribis tzutza. It's avak ribis. Now the shaila is, how do you manage him mekabel achrayis? On what he being mekabel achrayis, especially on something which is returned be'en. So there, it could always be nanas. Something could always happen to it, be'enis. Could always get destroyed. And then the pshat is it's schiris because you're not being mekabel achrayis. The one who borrowed it doesn't have the achrayis. The owner still has achrayis einsin. So Mamela, that's why it's schiris. Mashenki ba'alva, you spend alva. You take the money and you spend it. How could it be nenes? You have a chayiv mammon, you owe him money. What's the pshat and einsin? So the two ma'alchim and the rishenim. The chidush Iran says that until he spends it, he's mekabel einsin. Until he spends it, he's mekabel einsin. And echinami, after he spends it, it's b'chal na'chayit to mekabel einsin. But it means that Rav Chama was mekabel einsin until he spends it. That's why it turns into a schiris. It's a little bit shver, like the Chavis Das at the beginning of Siddur Kufayim Vav asked the Kasha, L'chaira, the money that you're charging, you're not charging for holding on to until he spends it. That's L'chaira not what the money is for, or at least not be'ikr. L'chaira, zicha, part of the price that he's paying for the money is because he's holding on to it after he spends it. And after he spends it, you're not being mekabel achrayis. So why don't you say that it's a schiris until he spends it, and after he spends it, it's alvah. And the mail is, since the price that you're paying for alvah includes the price that you're letting him keep the money after he spends it, so why shouldn't that be ribis tzutza? The Ritva says it a little bit better. The Ritva says that the case was that he would give money that they would have the money just to hold. They wouldn't necessarily be spending it all together. And they would pay for it. Now for us, it could be they'd also spend it. If they would taka just hold it and give it back, they would taka be mutter, like we're going to explain. But the pshat is they might spend it also. And even when they spend it, he charges them for the money. So Mela, that's why he thought it was mutter, because he's mekabel achrayis and still he spends it. But really it's also because they're not necessarily going to give back the money ben. But the Ran doesn't really say that. The Chiddush Iran just says it's nusach, that it's in his achrayis until he spends it. The chayit's a bissel shver. You're charging also for after you spend it. Why shouldn't that be ribis tzutza? The other mahalach in the Rishenim, it's brought in the Rivash, it's brought in the Chedusha Ridva, is that he's mekabel achrayis, that let's say the loiva will lose all his money. Let's say the loiva will be nenes and lose all his money. Then he doesn't have to pay back the chayiv, even if afterwards he becomes rich. But he doesn't have to pay back the chayiv. That's what it means it's not in his achrayis. It's not as an achrayis even after he spends it, meaning that he's not chayiv and einsin if all his money is nenas. L'chayir, to understand this pshat, you have to say a big chiddush. That at least in this case, when he's lending him the money and being mekabel achrayis, it's not the pshat that the money is in ganzen his and he just happens to owe him, he has a chiv to pay him from his own money. You have to say the pshat is that in his money, in the loiva's money, in the seicher's money, licked the chayiv. The money that Rav Chama owes, that zuzi that he owes, even after the loiva spent it, it's still one of his, somewhere in his property, it's just not mavur, it's an ena mavur type of thing. But Rav Chama owes actual money that he owes, it's not mavur. So Mel, if anything gets lost, nechateis it's Rav Chama's money thing I lost, it's not mavur. But if everything was nenas, so kumdesh Rav Chama's money was nenas. And that's why he's potter, and even if he gets rich, but Rav Chama already lost the money, he lost the bainus. If you're going to say Stami owes him the money, and there's a tanaya ba'alma that in case he loses all his money, he's potter from the chayiv, that wouldn't make it eis hava. In order to make it eis hava, you're going to have to say that no, the money is there, it's Rav Chama's money somewhere be'en, somewhere in his properties of Chama's money, we just don't know where. It's just ain't a mavuru where. And Mamela, when all his money is nenes, Rav Chama lost his money. And even if he becomes rich, he doesn't have to pay. But Kamuvan, that's also very mechudish to Gitzan, to say that even after he spent the money, he still owns part of Rav Chama's nechassim, part of the leiv's nechassim. I mean, we don't know where it is. But these are the only two mahalchim that we have to explain what does it mean, Mekabel HaChayis, after you spend it, either the pshat is Mekabel HaChayis till he spends it, all the pshat is the Kabbalah of Christ and all the nechassim that if they're nenas, he doesn't have to pay. And there's an afkamina la'alacha because the Rambam says it's avak ribis and the Rishonim are learning it's in the case of these Mekabel HaChayis. There's another possible afkamina la'alacha. The guy in the Segura brings down the Chumash Edeshin. Chumash Edeshin says a big chiddush that Tosfos says that when he's Mekabel HaChayis Eins, and that's the case where Rav Chama thought it was mutter, and that case the Gemara says it's aser. What if he's Mekabel more than HaChayis Eins? And what if he's Mekabel HaChayis Gneva Vavedo or so? He's Mekabel the full HaChayis. So in that case, it's Taka Mutter. It's Taka Mutter in that case to be Malva. Azai Paskin the Chumash Edeshin, and the Ramon, Simon Kufayin Vav in the beginning, brings down the Chumash Edeshin, Alach Lameisa, and he says, Dafka when you're Mekabel HaChayis Eins, it's still Aser, and it's Avak Rubis according to the Rambam. When you mekabel even a chayish neva aveda, yeah, shem that it's mutter. But the Gaon argues. The Gaon says there's no such pshat. There's no chilah between mekabel a chayish einzin and neva aveda. The Gaon argues on the whole thing. He says it comes from the Gilyan HaTaisis. The Gilyan HaTaisis says that kabbalah a chayish is mutter. But the Gilyan HaTaisis has a whole new mahalach in the sugya. The Gilyan HaTaisis learns the Gaon. The Gilyan HaTaisis held that in Rav Chama's case he wasn't mekabel a chayish at all. The Gilyan HaTaisis, unlike Rashi, that Rav Chama was matter just because of the Lashon was different. Use a Lashon skiris as mutter. That Avanda is wrong. The Lashon is not gerim anything. The Lashon doesn't mean anything. It's totally what you're doing. Now there's a Tesefta, and we'll speak about this Tesefta about, that says, let's say somebody needs a coin in order to show that he's a rich man. Or someone needs a shulchani, someone who sells coins, he needs a coin in order to be a sample. But he's not going to spend the coin. So you're allowed to charge him rent for taking the coin if he needs the actual coin and give back the coin ben. We'll speak about this soon. As I stated the Tesefta. So most Rishonim hold, why is this Tesefta different than Agamara? Like Agamara says, that when it's Hajju Be'enei, when you're giving back the same thing, that's Tchiris, even if it's money. Now Shankin, when you're not giving back the same thing, when it's Muvalay Tzadnin, then it's Alvar. So Mel, the Tesefta's case where he's only using the coin to show people the coin, to be a sample, he's using the actual coin. He's not borrowing the money. He's not going to spend it. He's just using the actual coin and giving it back. So that's serious. But Zak the guy in the Gilyan HaTaisis didn't learn that way. We're going to bring some Rishonim that don't learn that way. That even when he gives back the actual coin, it's Aser. So Oy Bazai was Pshat and Tesefta, that's Mutter. So Mela, the Gilyan HaTaisis held that when you Mekabel HaChayis, that's not makes it Mutter. What Taisus held where Rav Chama's Havimina was, what Taisus and the Chusheran, the Rivash, they held where Rav Chama's Havimina was that it's only Mutter Ayidei that Rav Chama, that the Malv is Mekabel HaChayis and the Gemara is Maskan, is that that's Aser. The Gilyan Taisus held Fakert, that Rav Chama's Havimina was like Rashi, that the Lashon is Gairim. And the Maskan, when you Mekabel HaChayis, is Taka Mutter. But we don't pass like the Gilyan Taisus. But to make a chiltin a chayis eins and a chayis neva veda, the guy in holds it can't be. But the Ramah does seem to baskin like the Chumash Edeshin. So the chayit should come out of very geshmak ahead the feribis. If you mekabel a chayis einsin and neva veda, and you could do both pratim the rishayim, it's not that hard. You say that if in case anything happens to it, including neva veda, until you spend it, it's a maya chayis pshia. You don't have to mekabel. But in case anything happens to a Gneva Veveda of Einzin until you spend it, it's Maya Chayis. And also, in case you happen to lose all your Nechasim with Einzin and Gneva Veveda, anything, that's also Maya Chayis. But if nothing happens to it until you spend it, and you don't end up losing all your Nechasim, so I'm charging you for the Schiris. But Zayne Geshmak ahead the Feribis, because normally it's not that hard to do that. But the Chavis Das points out that the Rambam himself in Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin Siv Vav says Mefurish that by Ribbis the Rabbanan could be Kabbalah Sechrayis would help. But by Ribbis the Raisa Kabbalah Sechrayis doesn't help because it's a steer in the Rambam. So the Chavis Das says a Geshmak of Pshat. The Chavis Das says that the Rishayin that hold that when you Mekabal Achrayis including Neva Vedin helps, that's only like by an Iska, where it's really not Loitza. Really, the Iska is somewhat of a Pekodin. So if it's not Bachrayis, the Makabala Iska, if it's Bachrayis, the Nisin, and then you can have a regular Achrayis, because the Pshat is the Iska, even after you spend the money, but the actual Iska, the things you buy with the money, etc., right? You give them money to invest. He invests money, let's say, into merchandise for the store. Everything belongs to the store. It's still part of the Iska. It's still part. It could all be considered Pekodin. So that's why Kabbalah Sechrayis would help for such a thing. So in the case where it's Kulei Pekodin, in the case where it's not Bachrayis, the Mekabala Iska, so there you don't have to get Revachim. You could charge him an actual price. You could charge him because it's not a milveh. It's like a Pekodin. So if he has Mekabala Achrayis, he has a Achrayis of Einsin, so that would make it a milveh. But if the Nisin Iska takes full Achrayis for the whole thing, he could charge a set price. He could charge a Dava Kotsav. And that's what the Rambam means in Siman Kuf Ayin Vav. Now, Shengen, if you're giving a milva which is stam lo itzah, stam he could spend it, it's his money. There's no pekudin there at all, even if you're not mekabel achrayis. It doesn't matter. Das alein, it's his money, it blives avah, it would be ribis ksutza. So the fact that the guy in stam argues in the whole chiluk between achrayis ainsin and geva aveda, and the Chavis Das learns up that there are most only being matter in the case of Iska, in the case where the money has to be a Pekodin, but it's an Iska where there's no Achrayis on the Mekabala Iska, so then it's not Alva, then it's being matter charging for it. Now, Shaken, in the case of Alva, even Kabbalah Sechrayis doesn't help. And Zeil Chayyus state in the Raman, Simon Kuf Ayin Zayin Sevbeis, so Mela, Halacha Lamai said it wouldn't be a Hetta for Ibis B'chai Gavna. Now, the Gemara says two chalukim between why Schiris Kli is Mutter and Schiris Mais is Asa. One chaluk is Hajra Be'enei, and the other chaluk is Yediyah Pachsei. So the Shaila is, how do you learn these two chalukim? Actually, Taisus brings down the Rivan that only holds of one chaluk of Hajra Be'enei. That's also Shita Sarambam. The Rambam only brings the chaluk of Hajra Be'enei, like the Mishnah says that. In Perikei, Alochat HaZayin. Could be they weren't going to get the Girsa of Yediyah Pachsei Bechlau. They didn't have that Girsa. So the chiluk is a very simple chiluk. Whenever you give back the thing that you're renting, that's a schiris. Whenever you spend it and give back something else, that's alva. That's a definition between schiris and alva. And yediyah pachsei doesn't spill a role. Doesn't make any difference. But Rashi, and the Rif also seems to hold that way, seems to hold that even in the case of hajru be'enei, when you don't have yediyah pachsei, it's also ribis. That's what Rashi says. Haji Be'enei says, Isakli Chayzab Atzmei Be'en, Veinavo Etzloi. And then he says, Zuzi Loy Haji Be'enei, Rashay Mitzim, because he spent them, Vech Yusel of Eskari Ribis, Afagav Damalash and Skiris. Ve'oid Inami Ahadale Be'enei, Loyadia Pachse, Venim Seskari Chinem Beribis. Even if you're going to return it, Ben, it's still a problem. It's a problem of Yadia Pachse. If there's no Yadia Pachse, there's no wear and tear, there's no Pagam, there's no Kilko. There's no deterioration of the chayfitz. It's going to be ribis, even if it goes back be'en. That's what Rashi L'chayr says. That's what the Rif L'chayr says. Yerushaynim are bothered. Taisus, Yerushaynim, they're bothered by two things. First of all, it's shver and svara. It's shver and svara, such a thing. It's shver and metzias to imagine that when you rent something, the things that you could rent, that there's no deterioration, there's no wear and tear. You're not allowed to charge skiris. Charging skiris is ribis mechay gavna. That's one aura. And second, is it the Sefta? We mentioned the Sefta. The Sefta says that you're allowed to rent money if you're going to give back that money, Ben. You're allowed to rent money when you give back that money, Ben. The Chayav Aita was saying, Zuzi is lo yediyah pachsei, and it's still mutter to rent them. So you add these kashas. So for Rashi and the Rif, the first kash is not so shver. The Reim is mefurish in Siman Kuf Yud Ches. The Reim is mefurish that he says, that Yitaka not allowed to rent something which doesn't deteriorate, period. You're not allowed to. Any kli which doesn't deteriorate, you can't rent. We'll see a little bit later in the sugya, the end of the Samach Tesra and Bey is really in the Thayin Am and Aleph, that it could be that the Rishayim are maskin that when the seich is mechayev and einsim, and it doesn't deteriorate, or he's chayev to pay for all the deterioration, all the wear and tear, that's taka ribbis, even when it's hard to beinei. But the Rishayim are masking when you're not chayev and einsim, there the Rishayim held, if you're not chayev and einsim and it's hard to beinei, even if there's no wear and tear, the Rishayim on avada you could charge for renting it. But could be Rashi fall not that way. Rashi argued the Reim says Mefurish that way. And about the Tesefta, the Beis Yosef says that Rashi goes, you don't hold like the Tesefta. The Tesefta is arguing Agamar. The Tesefta doesn't hold it as far as the Diapachse. Agamar says the Diapachse. The Reim says a little differently. The Reim says that when you're returning that same money, it's not only Hajj Be'ene, but it's also your Diapachse. When you have money, in order to use as a sample or for whatever you need money to show people the money, the money could get wear. The money could get wear and tear, and the coin isn't as good. And it's not as valuable when it has wear and tear. Adarabah, here the pshat is spending money, giving back new money, so there is no wear and tear. Now, thus, in the case where there's no wear and tear, even when it's be'en, there's two things. First of all, it's not be'en. First of all, it's not be'en, so stam. And second of all, even if it would be be'en, but there's no wear and tear. But the money, there could be wear and tear. That's what the Reim says. The Ma'aseh Ar Achreinim, the Gedulei Chuma says this in the Sefer Chumas Memvav, Shai Dalad Eisnan Hey, and other Achreinim say the Beisar and the Chlisha Maritatz. They want to say that Rashi and the Rif also mean like what the Rishainim say. Taisus brings down a pshat that the pshat is one pshat is not goyis to the apachse, and the other pshat is like this: when it's Hajj Be'en, then even without a pchas it's mutter. But what if you give someone a keli and you tell him you have a choice? You could give it back then, or you could spend it and give me back another one, whichever one you want. It's your choice. So you let it charge him rent in that case. That's what the Gemara is discussing. So the Gemara is saying for Ker, they're both mutter. When it's ben, it's always mutter. Even when it's not ben, but since he has a choice to give it back ben, and in that case there'll be deterioration, there'll be wear and tear, so you're charging him for the possible deterioration when he does turn to Ben. So even if he does not turn to Ben, but still you could charge him for the pras. Money which has neither, you're not returning a Ben, and there is no pras to charge it, even if he does return it Ben, then you can charge. Mashenkin, when you're talking about a kli, you could charge tears for a kli, even in the case where he doesn't return a Ben, because had he returned the Ben, there would be pras. That also is a lush. That also is enough to charge. The Sefer Chumash holds that Sipshat and Rashi also. Al Kapanu Esel Chayit Ipsak Alach Lamaisa Rebbe Shainim hold that way, either they Bechal like Goyish Yediyah Pachsei, or they Taish Yediyah Pachsei, meaning in the case where it's not Ben, but any time you're turning it Ben, that would be called a Skiris even when there's no Pachs. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Shor Leil Inish Lameim Leil Lechavrei Heilich Dalet Zuzi V'Ois Filipanya Zuzi. Person's allowed to tell his friend, take 4 Zuz, and that will be your payment for lending someone else money. And that's not called ribbis, even mid rabbanan. Le'asur tayal ribbis abam imalva le'leiva. The only isser is, mi'leiva le'malva. The isser is when ribbis comes mi'leiva le'malva. Here it's not coming from the leiva, it's coming from someone else, so therefore it's not ribbis. You're paying the malva to lend to someone else, that's not ribbis, even mid rabbanan. And then the Gemara says a similar halacha. Va'amar Rava, Shor le linish lameim lechavrei shakol lechay bezuzi va'amle leploini la'isin zuzi. Ma'itam eschay mirik shakol. The first case was when someone else gives it to the malva. The malva is getting the money, but he's not getting it from the levi. He's getting it from someone else. Then the Gemara says it's not ribis haba mileva lamalva. In the second case, the levi is giving money for a loan, but he's not giving it to the malva. He's giving it to someone else who's telling the malva to give the loan. So that's not called giving money for a loan. That's just called giving money for someone being mishtadl for the loan. That's schar amira. He's not paying for the loan. He's paying for the shtadlis for the loan. That's not called ribbis either. Now, in the first case, where the malva is being paid, but he's not being paid by the levi, he's being paid by someone else, the Rosh has 3 halachas, 3 tanan, that you have to keep these tanan. First tanai is that the leiva can't be the one to tell the person to give it to the malva. The leiva can't walk over to someone and say, could you please give the malva some money and that way he'll lend me money. He's not allowed to do that. The second is the leiva cannot repay the person that gave him the money. The guy gives money to the malva and says, lend to Pliny. The And Leiva can't come and say, I heard that you paid for him to lend me money. Here, I'm going to pay you back so you don't have to lose any money. That's also Asur. And the third halach is, the Leiva can't mention to the Malva, please lend me money, and Pliny will give you money for it. He's not allowed to tell that to the Malva, Pliny will give you money for it. So he's not allowed to tell Pliny to give the money to the Malva, he's not allowed to pay Pliny back, and he's not allowed to tell the Malva, Pliny will pay you. Das steht in der Rash. The Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Ritva, they bring down the first din of the Rash, that the Leiva can't tell the person to give him the money, and they say that they disagree. They say the Leiva is allowed to tell the person to give the money, because he says he's not a shliach, he's giving his own money. Even though he's giving the money because the Leiva told it to him, but it's not the Leiva's money, it's his own money. So it's not a shliach, he's giving his own money. So mainly, even though he's giving because the Leiva told it to him, it's still the Asher Tayla Ribis Abba, Mi Leiva Lamalva. The Torah brings the Rosh, that Asers. The Beis Yosef brings the Rishayim the Namater and says, if you want to be Seimach on the Rishayim, Sagut the Svaya, you want to be Seimach on the Rishayim, anyway, dealing only with the Darabanan, you can make it like the Rishayim the Namater. And he brings it down in the Shulchan Aruch, B'Shem the Yeshayim. The Gedule Truma asks that since the Rosh is Asering because he blames a Shliach, L'chayah, the Rosh holds us in Issa Deraisa. What do you mean you can be Makel by an Issa Darabanan? L'chayah, the Rosh holds that since you're a Shliach, since the Leiva told you to pay the money, you're a shliach at a Leiva, that's like the Leiva gave the money. So that should be Nisa Deraisa. But L'chayah, the Beis Yosef held that Avada, mean Deraisa, you can't be a shliach because you're giving your own money. This is not money from the Leiva. What's the difference if you're a shliach? There's no Issa Deraisa B'chlal. The Rosh is saying it's an Issa Derabanan, it's a Mechzik Yeribis, you look like a shliach. Memela, even according to the Rosh, it's only Asim Derabanan. Memela, the Beis Yosef holds you could be Seimech on the other Rishainim, and you could, if you want, you could be make like the other Rishainim by an Issa Derabanan. Now, the third case, where the Leiva verbalizes to the Malva, Pliny is going to pay it. The Gedulei Truma discusses, are they Mekel in that case or so? But the Mishnah Lamelech, it's in Perikei, Hilchas Mavalei, Velachi Yedalin, or to the Shara Melech, which is in Hilchas Ishus, Lul Shalaybim Kaimai, Perikei, Alacha Tezvav. They say, Avad, it's a Kolshkein, if he's even allowed to go and tell the Pliny to give the money to the Malva, according to Yishayinim. So Kolshkein, if he doesn't tell Pliny, he just tells the Malva that Pliny is going to give. Kolshkein is not a Shliach. Kolshkein, in that case, is also Mutter Ladas to Yishayinim. The Shaila is, what about the middle case? The Rishayim Matir also, he should pay back the Pliny for giving the money to the Malva. So the Mishnah Lamelech says it's Asur. All the Rishayim are masking in that case, when you pay him back, it's Asur. And his Raya is, because when the Beis Yosef brings down the Rishayim that hold it's Asur, one of the Rishayim, he says, is the Rajman Chuvas. The Rajman Chuvas is Chela Gimel, Chuvah Reish Mem Gimel, that also says it's Asur to pay him back. And the Rashba is one of the Matirim that say that if the Leiva tells Pliny to give it, it's Mutter. And the Rashba is one of the ones that say that it's Asur to pay him back. So you see that L'chuli Alma, it's Asur to pay back the Malva. If the Leiva pays back the Pliny who gave the Malva, that's cool. The Leiva is giving the money to the Malva. And all the Rishayim are masking. That's what he holds. Shara Melech, like we said in Ilchas Ishus, Perkei Alocha Tezvav, he's maskim to the Mishnah Lamelech also, and he brings another raya, the Ramban and the Ran. The Ramban and the Ran and Kedushin, they say Mefurish that when Pliny gives money to the Malva to lend to the Leiva is not allowed to pay back the Malva, and they're the ones that hold that the Leiva is allowed to tell Pliny to give the money to the Malva. Vais is the Chilik. Stam telling Pliny to give the money to the Malva, that's Mutter. Even though you told him, it says he's giving his own money, he's not a shliach. But if you pay him back, that's kilu, you gave the money. So you see, the same Rishayim, the Rashba, the Ramban, who say that it's mutter for the Leiva to tell Pliny to give the money, ask to the Leiva for paying back the money to the Pliny that gave the money to the Malva. Now the Shara Melech blives shvei with the Ritva. The Ritva over here, he added from the Shita Mekubetzis, it's we have in the Ritva Chadashim also. The Ritva over here says Mefurish is allowed to pay him back. The Ritva says Mefurish that after the Pliny gives the money, the Leiva is allowed to pay him back. He says that's not called the Leiva giving the money to the Malva. The Leiva has no obligation to pay back Pliny. He can pay Pliny whatever he wants. And the Ritvan Kedushin says Mefurish, the same shtickel as the Ramban, as the Ran, as Taisus and Kedushin. He's not allowed to pay him back. So Chayyar is steering the Ritvan. The Ritvan is Mefurish that you're allowed to pay him back. And the Ritvan Kedushin says you're not allowed to pay him back. What's the pshat? But Al Kopanim, that's what the Mishnah Lamelech and the Shar Melech Neman, they both Neman, that all the Rishayim hold that you're not allowed to, the Malv is not allowed to, the Lev is not allowed to pay back the Pliny. There's a kasha, the Dvos is not that way, but the Dvos is steered to the Dvon Kedushin. But the Avnei Nezer, in your day, it's him and Kuvnun and Avnei Nezer, he asks a Gvaldik a kasha on the Mishnah Lamelech and the Shar Melech. The Rishayim here, who say that the Lev is allowed to tell the Pliny to pay back because he's giving him his own money, they discuss, they bring this Machalikis Rishayim, what's it then could he say? We find this concept by Mudr Hanoah L'mashal. Someone's Mudr Hanoah from someone. I'm not allowed to give him any money. He's not allowed to have Hanoah from me. There's a neder. So there's a question. Are you allowed to say, whoever gives him money is Einay Mafsid? He won't lose. In other words, I'll pay him back. Is that called the Shlichus? So sometimes Chazal Mekel says by Dleika, you're allowed to say, but when there's a fire, call him Chabein Mafsid. Whichever guy puts out the fire in Shabbos, he won't be Mafsid. He won't lose. I'll pay him back. But Lagabi, other halachas, they were more machmer. Lagabi Mudr, no, they were more machmer. But Dleika, on the Baal Amamayne, they were more makel. So the Rishayim say, it's a machalikas Rishayim, but a lot of Rishayim, they're Amban, they're Ashba, they pask, and that doesn't work. You can't say, call a nice and ain't a mafsid, whoever gives the malva money, that he should lend me money, ain't a mafsid, that you're not allowed to do, that blimes a shlichus. So the Avnei Nezer asks, so he's chayesima first, you are allowed to pay him back. Because if you're not allowed to pay him back, so then what's the havamina? What's the discussion about saying kol anaisin ain't a mafsid? You anyway can't pay him back. You're not allowed to pay him back. So what are you going to say kol anaisin ain't a mafsid? Obviously, the pshat is if he does it, me'elav, you're allowed to pay him back. If he does it because he said kol anaisin ain't a mafsid, that might be a shlichus. Now the Mishnah Lamelech, he brings down the Mishnah Lamelech there, Perikei Halacha Yadalad, he brings this and he says, you know what the pshat in the Ramban is? The pshat is you're not allowed to say, kol anaisin ain't a mafsid, even if you don't pay him back. Kol anaisin ain't a mafsid is asr, even if you don't pay him back. Because if you pay him back, it's anyway asr. Elamai, the Rishayim that discuss kol anaisin ain't a mafsid, is talking about when you don't pay him back. But the Avineza asks, l'chari, that's asr al tzmirma. You're not allowed to fool somebody. You're not allowed to say kol anaisin ain't a mafsid and don't pay him back. You said you're going to pay him back. You said ain't a mafsid. Akarcha means that you're going to pay him back. And even then, it's only us because he said, kol anaisin ain't a mafsid. But what do you do with the Gevaldige Kasha, the Rishayim on Mefurish, the Rashman Tshuva that the Mishnah Melech brings, and the Rishayim and Kedushin that the Shara Melech brings, and they say Mefurish that if you take the money back, it's Asr. So, Akdav the Nez, the Gevaldige Chilik. The case in Kedushin is as follows. The Gemara there says, Banos Mulva is Mekudashis, so Asr Lass came near Ramas Ribbis. Kadosh Mulva is Ena Mekudashis, Banos Mulva is Mekudashis, so Asr Lass came near Ramas Ribbis. And Taisus learns, and Migmachlek is how exactly in the case. Taisus learns that the case of Anas Milva is that the woman owes money to somebody, and the husband goes to that somebody and says, listen, I'm going to pay you money that you should allow this woman to keep the loan for longer. And Beskar that I paid you the money, that paid him the money, the Malva the money that he should leave you, let you have the loan for longer. B'schar say yishim mekudeshes to me. It's mekudeshes. That's not called mekadesh milva because he's giving actual money that she should be able to hold on to the milva longer. The giving of the money blames a hanah for her. Blames like tzeiklefane, whatever it is. It blames a hanah for her. It's hanah spruta and memela. She's mekudeshes with that. But there's an issur of aramis ribis. There's an issur of ribis because you're giving money k'day. You're giving to the Malva Kadei that he should hold on to the longer. So fact Taisus, so why is your Nisav Aramas Ribbis? Layasa Tayyar al Ribbis Abomi Laivala Malva. And for Taisus, and the Ramban, and the Ran, and the Ritva, because you're taking it back from the Laiva. You're giving money to the Malva, you're giving a Pruta to the Malva, you're giving money to the Malva to allow the Laiva, the Isha in this case, to hold on to the loan for longer, but you're getting Kedushin from it. So that's like you're taking it back. You're fasparing the pruta that you have to give to the Isha. So you're taking back from the Isha when the Pliny gives the money to the Malva and takes back from the Leiv, then that's Asur. So you see from here, when he takes back from the Leiv, it's Asur. In other words, the fact that the Kedushin is being Chal, that's like he's taking back the money from the Leiv. He's being Mekadosh with it. That's like getting back his money. He's getting back the money's worth because he's getting the Kedushin. Zakt Avnei Nezer. So there it's different. If when Pliny gives the money to the Malva, there's an automatic stipulation that the Leiva has to pay him back, that's what all the Rishonim are asking. When Pliny says, I'm giving money to the Malva, that they should lend money to the Leiva, but I want the Leiva to pay me back my money, if that's goof for the stipulation, I'm giving money, b'chdei the Leiva should pay back, the case of Rishonim are matter, it's Mefurish in the Ritva, and his diuk from the Kala Neisenena Mafsid, is the pshat that I'm giving money. I'm giving money stam. He doesn't have to pay it back. He comes, me elov, me das atzmai, and pays it back. That do shayna moldes mutter. And if the guy said before, kol anaisen mafsid, it's not mamish mechayiv, he just said ena mafsid. But the pshat is the guy's giving al das to get back with the tain of kol anaisen mafsid. That's a shayal nevi shayna. The shayna mice to say it's usher. But if when he gives it, it's lahedya al das to get the money back, there it's taka aser. So here he's being mekadesh to Isha with the hana that she's getting because he's giving money to the malva that she could hold on to the loan. So kumtais is being instantly repaid. If he's being instantly repaid, so it's aldas to get the money back, that's when it's aser. If the leiva gives the money back me'elov, that the rush holds is aser. That the other rishonim hold its mutter. It's mefurish in the dva that it's mutter. Al-Derech said a tshuva sarajba, I looked it up. Avnezer doesn't read the size, but it's the same type of case. There the case was, the Rashi was discussing, let's say the community needs money. So could the Gizbarim, could the community managers pay money to a Malva that he should lend money to the community? So like the Rashi, no, Avadah not allowed to, even though he's lending money to the community, but they're going to take back what they're paying to him from the community funds. So Mel, that's not Leos Atzer Rubis from Malva Leiva, because they're taking it back from the community funds. But then if Pshat is they're giving it, Al Das to take it back. It's not Me'elov, they're in charge, they're the managers. They're going to replenish themselves from the community funds. So that's Avad Asur. So now the Nez is saying this Chilik. If the Pshat is the guy gives a Me'elov, and then the Leiva comes and wants to pay Pliny back, the Rosh holds that's Asur, he wants to tie in all the other Rishonim. The Rishonim that hold that it's mut if the Leiva tells him to give the money. Who would then the Rishonim would hold? And the Dvar says, Mefurish, that's mut to give back. And he wants to say the Rishonim also that since they discuss, as Ilana say, Kol Anaisin Eina Mafsid, Paisus, if he didn't say Kol Anaisin Eina Mafsid, he could pay him back. And he holds the Deichet to say at the Mishnah Lamelech that Kol Anaisin Eina Mafsid is talking about you're not going to pay him back. There's any way should be also El Samirma. But if you give an Al Das to get paid back, that's who we have. That's the Pshat, the Taisus and Kedushin. And the Tshuva Sarajba, and the Ramban in Kedushin, and the Ran in Kedushin, the Ridvan in Kedushin, you're giving a Das to get paid back. That's the case everyone's masking that it's Asur. The Beis Yosef is not so much in a way, because the Beis Yosef shtel su the Taisus in Kedushin, and the Tshuva Sarajba to the Rosh. That's mashma like the Mishnah Lamelech learned, that it's one halacha. So that case, maybe the Beis Yosef would hold like the Mishnah Lamelech, that according that to get paid back is Asur Lekuli Alma. But the Avnezer Taina is good. From the Rishonim, it's not mashed that way. The Dvar's Mefurish not that way. And the Rishonim also is not mashed that way. They would make this chilik between if the Leiv himself decides to give it back or the original thing that Pliny gave was Aldas to get paid back from the Leiv. One more interesting Nakuda. By Kedushin, we find the din of Arev and Evet Knani, and of Zayin in Kedushin. What's Arev? That the Isha tells the Ish, instead of you giving the money to me, give it to someone else. And I'll be Mekadeshes to you by the money that you're going to give to someone else. That's Arev. Arev is a pshat. You don't give it directly to the Arev. You give it to the Leiva. The Arev becomes Meshubit. Here also, you give the money to someone else. The Isha could become Meshubit. She could become Mekadeshes with the money that you gave to someone else, Alpiha. That's a din of Arev. So the Rishonim say that concept applies to Ribbis also. The Rishonim say it's Ribbis Ksutz. It's Brun Shulchan Aruch also there in Simakov Samach. If let's say the Malva says, I'm lending you money. Don't give me the ribbis, give it to someone else. Give it to someone that I want to give to. That's ribbis deraisa. That's called me leiva lamalva. Because it's a din of arev. when you lay out money for someone, it's like you gave it to him. If the loiver gives it to someone else, al piv, it's like you gave it to the malvin, that should be steiraisa. Nazak the Rishayim. Now, in Kedushin, there's also a case called Eved Kanani, which is the opposite case. Instead of the Baal giving the money to someone else, not the Isha, al piv the Isha, someone else comes and gives money to the Isha instead of the Baal. Hey, lechmani viskachi lepleni. You take this money, and you be Mekadesh to someone else. That works as Eved Kanani, just like by an Eved Kanani, someone else could pay for the Eved Kanani to go free. Who had din, someone else could pay for the Isha to Mekadesh to another Ish. That's the din of Eved Kanani. So the very interesting Gayan, the Gayan says that that's the pshat in the Rosh when the Leiva says that Pliny will give the money instead of me. There's an Issus just like Eved Kanani. Even though the Leiva is not giving the money to the Malva, but since he's saying that someone should give the money for him, that's an Eved Kanani. If the guy gives it himself, he's not giving it for the Leiva, so this is mutter. But if he's giving it because the Leiva says he should give it instead of him, that's like a din of Eved Kanani, that's Osir. A gewaldige chiddush from the Gaon. And there is a makar to the chiddush from Rishayim. But the Rishayim we have aren't mashma that way. Some Rishayim say mefurish that case is mutar kapanim. That's the way at least some, the Paiskim learn. The Rishayim only really say the case is mutar when the Leiva came to the guy and told him, came to the Pliny and told him to give it to the Malva. They don't talk lehedi about the case where the Leiva told the Malva plain eaten Bishvili. But the Paiskim, the Sharei Melech, like we mentioned, the Mishnah Lamelech, they say it's the same thing. They say it's a Kolshkein. So Vaisis, they hold that there's no din of Eved Kanani in that case. And even the Rosh that holds its Osir, it's not Mvurid from the Rosh that's Osir about Eved Kanani Mikir Adin. Could be it's Osir as Amechzik Yeribis. Like the case where the Leiva went to Pliny and said to give the money, which is not Eved Kanani, it's a Mechzik Yeribis. So maybe when the Leiva tells the Malva Pliny eat Mishvili, it's more of a Mechzik Yeribis. Al Kopanim, the Mishnah Lamelech, and the Sharei Melech that hold that according to these Rishayim it's Mutter, and Mestam even according to the Rosh, it's only Nisad the Rabbanan, they hold that there's no din of Eved Kanani here. So I think the Machlekes HaPaiskim is as follows, I'll say it b'kitzer. Orev is considered that the Ribbis came Mileva Lamalva, that's how Orev works. Just like it works by Kedushin. Kedushin, that's for sure, the Isha has to get the money in order to be Mekadeshes. That's klar. So why does it work when you give the money to someone else? Because giving the money to someone else, Api the Isha, blimes giving it to the Isha. That's the aside of Arif. Why it works, is it Behi Anah, so she gets Anah from the money? Is it because when you lay out money, that's like you gave it to her and she gave it to him? That's a whole big discussion in Kedushin. But the aside of Arif is, Arif can only work, it blimes that the Isha got the money. Mashenk and Eved Kanani, you could clear. Does Eved Kanani work as a blimes like the Baal gave the money? A person has a kayach when he gives money that should be kiyilu the Baal gave the money. Or maybe not. Maybe the side where Eved Kanani works is that the shafa kinyan kesef, the kaina doesn't have to give the kesef. Anyone who gives the kesef could direct the kinyan kesef to anyone they want. But not try to blimes like the kaina gave the money. You didn't give the money. You don't have to give the money. In order to become a kadesh, the Isha certainly has to receive the money. But it's not clear that the Baal has to give the money. That's b'chol not klar. That's not mukhrich. You could say Eved Kanani works that blimes like the Baal gave the money. Since it was given b'shvilo, it blimes like he gave it. You could say Eved Kanani works that even if he didn't give the money, stam, the fact that someone gave money, that's good enough, that he could direct the kinyan to whoever he wants. Tachsuk, that's the machlokes. The guy in that says that there's a din of Eved Kanani by Ribbis, and if the Leiva were to say to the Malva, ploin yidin b'shvili, that's an issa d'raisa, me din Eved Kanani, he obviously knows that Eved Kanani blimes bo mi Leiva la Malva. The side of Eved Kanani is that blimes kilo the Baal gave the money. He would hold by Kedushin also the Baal has to give the money. And my male, if it works, the pshat is if you give for someone else, it blimes like he gave it. Mashenk and the other Paiskim, the Mishnah Melech, the Sharei Melech, the Nemzon, that there's no din of Eved Kanani there. They all that Eved Kanani works by Kinyanim because it doesn't have to be that the Baal gives the money. Stam! Whoever gives the money could direct the Kinyan to whoever he wants. Mashenk came by Ribbis. It's not a vart of Kinyan. Ribbis, it's only when the Leiva gives the money, it's an Issa Ribbis. When someone else gives the money, there's no Issa Ribbis, and that's why there can't be a din of Eved Kanani by Ribbis.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.